within the parameters of the law and the regulations and their plan, because they have a strategic plan, which strategic plan was discussed across the Southern Grenadines. Not now, not yesterday, not last week, but for a long period of time. And the people who populate the Tobago Keys Marine Park Board are persons from the Southern Grenadines almost entirely. So within that framework, those parameters, the Tobago Keys Marine Park undertook the responsibility to upgrade a number of facilities within the boundaries of the park. In September 2013, 19 moorings were replaced in the park in order to provide a reliable and safe facility to visiting yachtsmen, with a further 20 currently being installed. In the case of Salt Whistle Bay, the moorings established by Mr. Ford, to whom the Honourable Member for the Southern Grenadines referred, those moorings are totally illegal. It's either we are doing things properly or we're not doing them properly. They were installed by Mr. Nigel Ford without any consultation or authorization from the park. They are made of material which are questionable and could pose a danger to the marine environment, as well as endanger the yachts which actually provide the livelihood for the people. There are too many moorings in the bay for the comfort of the yachts. And Mr. Speaker, I have been advised that the carrying capacity of the area is being compromised. The Tobago Keys Marine Park Board therefore took the decision to upgrade and regularize the moorings in Salt Whistle Bay as part of the general upgrade.